Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of this universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Today being the 10th of Rajab 1428 here in South Africa, we continue with our lesson on the hadith of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. I am sure that many of you have heard that yesterday a group of Israeli fundamentalists stormed the masjid or tried to storm Masjid al-Aqsa. And today the Arab League have sent their foreign ministers, that is from Jordan and from Egypt, to go and speak to the Israeli state, that is Ehud Olmert and his ministers obviously, and they will be discussing the peace plan. What is this peace plan? Hence today our lesson is entitled Palestine versus Israel. Let us see what the Quran Kareem states. Let us see what Nabi alayhi salatu salam stated. Let us see what the history teaches us. And let's see that all these so-called negotiations going on, what does Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla tell us regarding this people here? Our starting point for any topic, obviously, is the noble Quran. And Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us in the beginning of the 15th juz, that is Subhanalladhi, Surah Bani Israel. And each one of you should read the first 10, 12 verses, and that will make things very, very clear to you that what Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla has taught us in the noble Quran. In the starting, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks about the incident of Isra. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. That is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's physical, miraculous journey in the state of awakeness from Masjid al-Haram, the Haram Sharif in Mecca, to Masjid al-Aqsa, and that is the masjid there in Jerusalem, in Al-Quds. And this journey took place from Makkah Mukarramah to Jerusalem, and this is known as Isra. From there to the seven heavens and beyond, that is known as Mi'raj. However, what concerns us today is, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us in this very surah, and this is Suratul Isra, Surah Bani Israel, chapter number 17, Almighty Allah tells us in verse 6, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَا لَكُمُ الْكَرَّةَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Then we gave back to you a return victory over them. So this is what the Israelis and the Jews and the Zionists are experiencing today. That the victory over the people there. And after this victory, Almighty Allah says, وَأَمْدَدْنَاكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. And we assisted them and reinforced you with wealth and with sons. So Allah gave them wealth, Allah gave them sons, and Almighty Allah goes on, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ أَكْثَرَ نَفِيرًا. And we gave you numerous manpower, and you can see the world, whether it be United Nations, whether it be USA, whether it be the UK, whether it be the European Union, all of them are in favor of Israel, and not speaking of true justice that we want and true peace that we want. So this is the status quo as far as the Quran goes. Now they have the upper hand, that is the Jews, that is the Zionists, the enemies of Muslim and Islam. Almighty Allah tells us in chapter 17, verse 7, Now, seeing that you have the upper hand, and we all know that they have the authority, in ahsantum ahsantum li anfusikum, if you do good, then you are doing good for yourself. Wa in asa'atum falaha, and if you do not do good, that is, that if you are doing evil, then it will come to you, meaning that this evil will come to you, that you will be punished. How will they be punished? That also Almighty Allah tells us, and we will discuss that in the ending. So for us as Muslims, whether we are individuals, male, female, whether we are NGOs, whether we are government, this should be our starting point, the Quran Kareem. This is what Almighty Allah told us. He gave them victory, He gave them wealth, He gave them sons, and He gave them abundant manpower or abundant media, as the contemporary scholars, the head scholars in Egypt and so forth, translate it, Nafira, that the media also is in their favor. Now, what chances do the Arab League's plan have to work with Israel? They are proposing to the rogue state and apartheid state of Israel that go back to the 67 borders and you will have full diplomatic ties with all the Arab states. Thus far, only two Arab states have ties with Israel, that is namely Jordan and Egypt. Obviously, for us in the light of Quran, in the light of Sunnah, and looking at the history of the rogue, apartheid, Zionist, terrorist state of Israel, we all know that this plan is already doomed to failure. Why is it doomed to failure? Number one, do you really believe, does any Muslim believe, that this current or any future Israeli government will remove all the settlers? And we need to inform you that this is against international law. It is against the United Nations resolution. It is on occupied territory. And they make a big noise, the rogue and apartheid state of Israel. Yes, we left Gaza and see during the time of Sharon. And what good did it do to the Palestinians? They are fighting among themselves. Remember your occupation of Muslim Palestinian land, Arab land, whether it is Arab or Muslim or Christian land, Palestinian land, that is terrorism. And that there is no question about. No person, no country in the world has the right to evict people and occupy their land. So that is what you have done. And now you speak of peace. So remember, that is the first problem, that the settlers. Do you really believe that the Israelis will say, yes, Arab leaders, that we will go back to the 67 borders and we will uproot all the settlers? The Jewish, their history tells us, Quran tells us, layyam bi al-sinatihim. They speak with a forked tongue from time of Musa alayhi salatu salam. When the Torah was revealed, they, instead of saying sami'na wa ata'na, that we heard and obey, they said sami'na wa asayna, we heard and we disobey. And read the whole Quran and Surah Baqarah and see what Almighty Allah spoke about them in various places in the noble Quran. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Almighty Allah transformed some of them into monkeys and swines. Because they mocked the messengers, they played with the book of Almighty Allah, and now they are playing with the world and the Arab League and Muslim leaders. So this is obstacle number one, that is, that they go one side, they say, they are masters when it comes to their speech, that they will say that we want peace and a two-state solution, and all that they will try and hoodwink us, and it is strange that people still think that this will happen. So number one is that, what about the occupation? What about the settlements? Are you going to compensate the Muslims and the Arabs and the Christians, the Palestinians, for your illegal occupation? Is that not a fair question? So that's our first point. Point number two, they built a wall And you know the International Court of Justice ruled against it. And that is an illegal wall because they are stealing the land of the Muslims and the Arabs there in Palestine. It is not even according to the green line that they speak about. So it's gone right into the West Bank, 700 kilometers of the apartheid wall of Israel, the rogue state. And you must teach this to your children or Muslims wherever you are. Remember this. This is the rogue terrorist state of Israel. Every leader has blood on their hands, whether it's Olmert, whether it's Rabin, whether it is Sharon, the war criminal, the butcher of Beirut. All of them, they have blood on their hands. Remember that, what they have done to the Muslims and the Arabs and to the Palestinians. So our second question is, do you think Israel will say, fine, bring in the bulldozers and now we will dismantle this apartheid wall of theirs? So that's your second problem already. Third problem, do you really believe, and are you so naive, O Arab leaders and so-called Muslim leaders, that you think that they will just come and say, fine, that Jerusalem will be the capital of the Palestinian state? They want to demolish and abolish the whole Masjid al-Aqsa. I'll give you dates and give you information, not from Muslims, from non-Muslims. And I'll give you all that just now. And you need to read all this. So one problem is the occupation, which is terrorism. The second problem is the apartheid wall. And again, they stole land of the Muslims and the Arabs and Palestinians in the West Bank. 700 kilometer wall and more than 700 kilometers. Third one, what will be the status of Jerusalem? That city which was holy and is holy to the Muslims, to the Christians and the Jews. They want it for themselves. They want to demolish and abolish the whole Masjid al-Aqsa and replace it with Heikele Soleimani, the Temple of Solomon. Yesterday, if you know and if you are aware of what is happening in Palestine, then there was an aborted attempt to invade and come into Masjid al-Aqsa by these Jewish terrorists. And for us, this is nothing new. I give you a few incidents. Write down the dates and then you will come to know. We are speaking from 67, and this is what happened. August 21, 1969, the Jewish extremists that should have read Jewish terrorists set fire to Al-Aqsa, destroying a priceless wood and ivory pulpit sent from Aleppo, Aleppo is Halab, by the Muslim ruler Saladin, that is Salahuddin. The arson prompted the new United States Security Council to condemn Israel's failure to curb terrorist attacks on Islam shrine. Terrorist attacks on Islam shrine. 4 months later, 19 December 1969, a group of militant Jews stormed their way to the Haram Sharif in order, they claimed, to conduct Hanukkah prayers. August 21, 1969. They burnt our mimbar. Ask any Jew, is that allowed in any part of the world? You come to our holiest places in that part of the world, and then you say that was a made Jew, one person who you just put away a little bit. So this is how they try and fool the Arabs and the Muslims. March 3, Gershon Solomon, March 3, 1971. March 3, 1971. Gershon Solomon leads Temple Mount faithful followers onto Haram Sharif. After struggling with Palestinian guards, they are expelled. 3 years later, the 3rd of March 1974, 3 years later, the 3rd of March 1974, Solomon again with followers storms the mosque. Again, 14-7-78, so meaning again now, in 78, Solomon leads militant Jews onto the Islamic holy ground. Palestinian stage protests, Israeli troops hurl tear gas to quell the rioting. This is the people you want to make peace with, who build apartheid walls, who steal more land, who build more settlements, who call more people and give them incentives as long as they're a Jew from any part of the world. April 11, 1982, Write this date down, Muslim Ummah. Wake up from your slumber. Don't be a fool. April 11, 1982. Alan Goodman, an Israeli citizen with a U.S. passport, marches into Al-Aqsa with an M16 rifle and opens fire on worshippers, killing two Palestinians and wounding others. After a short sentence, the Israeli government releases Goodman. Unrepentant Goodman boasts, "I fulfill my mission." Unrepentant Goodman boasts, "I fulfill my mission." What was the mission of this terrorist? Alan Goodman, an Israeli citizen with a U.S. passport, to kill Palestinians in the masjid whilst they were praying and to wound others. Do you really believe that you are going to make peace with these people? Two-state solution? Why not a one-state solution? Let me tell you why. This morning, BBC had the Haaretz spokesman on, and he said, "We will never allow a one-state solution because then Israel will lose its Jewish identity. So the Muslims must pay. 6 to 8 million of them Palestinians are refugees and in different parts of the world. And thousands and millions of Jews can come from those parts of the world, Europe, Australia, and UK, and other parts, America, South Africa, and stay there provided they're a Jew and incentives are given to them. This is the justice which the American regime, which the British regime, we know how their hands are filled with blood and oil in the Iraq saga. They told us Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction. Are they not war criminals? They tell us that the Muslims are killing innocent people. How many thousands have you killed in Iraq? Innocent people, oh America, oh UK, oh NATO in Afghanistan. Are you not ashamed and disgraced of your actions? And you want to come tell us about the rogue state of Israel, which is one of the biggest terrorist states today? So we need to be very, very clear on this issue. Let us go on. And we see what happens. March 10, 1983. Armed Gush Emunim fanatics climb walls onto the Haram Sharif, attempting to overcome security guards and take the mosque by storm. They have in their possession large quantities of explosives, automatic rifles and pistols. 29 are charged and held for trial. September 21, 1983, an Israeli court acquits the 29 Jewish terrorists who 6 months earlier had laid siege on the mosque. An Israeli court acquits the 29 Jewish terrorists who 6 months earlier had laid siege on the mosque. Do you know from where we are reading? Read the works of Grace Halsell. She worked in the White House as a staff writer for President Johnson for 3 years. She has several books published. She was named the Green Honors Professor of Journalism at Texas Christian University and has received the Lifetime Achievement Award from the University of Pennsylvania. I have 2 books of hers, and you need to read that. Forcing God's Hand, and another book about politics in the Middle East. So read this. These are from her works and from the Friends of Al-Aqsa. The title is Fundamentalist Plots Against Al-Aqsa Mosque. 1994. Let us go on and see. Let's go to first 1984. January 27, 1984. In the most ambitious plot to dynamite and destroy the mosque, Jewish terrorists, armed with 250 pounds of explosives, including dozens of grenades, boxes of dynamites, and 12 rounds of mortar, attempt to dynamite and destroy the mosque. They are led by Rabbi Moshe Levinger, one of the most militant of Jewish extremists. So, ask yourself this question. Which politician in the Israeli apartheid rogue state regime has condemned these attacks publicly? Which rabbi of Israel, chief rabbi or his assistant, has publicly condemned these attacks? Aren't these fair questions? You occupy our land. You steal our land. You build settlers and call settlers to come there and stay in there. You give them incentives. You build an apartheid wall, stealing our land even more. Then you want to demolish our masjid. All these are hard facts in front of you. And you speak of peace? Come off it. We cannot be so naive and foolish. September 1996, Ataret Kohanam. Maybe my pronunciation might not be so good with these people. We're not too used to their names. Funded largely through tax-exempt dollars donated by the rich American Jews, including Miami millionaire Irving Moskowitz, opened a tunnel excavated in secret nighttime operations that runs the length of the Al-Aqsa complex. The controversial tunnel sparked intense fighting, which claimed the lives of 60 Palestinians and 15 Israeli soldiers. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu proudly visited the tunnel, as have fundamentalist Christian leaders. Can we see what is happening in front of our eyes? So we ask these questions to the United Nations. We ask these questions to the United States. And Mr. George Bush and his ministers and his defense secretary and everybody else, foreign secretary and ministers and Dick Cheney. How can we forget Mr. Dick? So remember this, that their hands are filled with the Iraqi oil at the hands of thousands of people murdered. But this is the people who will bring peace. Remember this. We need to be clear. Speak the truth. The truth has to prevail. We lived in South Africa. The white regime told us about Swart Gevaar, the blacks' danger. And you can see that they are turning in their graves and the National Party has died and a disgraceful death. And we tell you, in the light of Quran, in the light of Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, the Israeli regime is on its way out. We tell you the state of Israel on its way out. And if you want, here's the light, in the light of Quran and Sunnah. Number one, Almighty Allah tells us in this noble Quran, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ جِئِنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا. When the other promise comes, Almighty Allah says, we bring them in groups and groups. So Almighty Allah let them come in groups. And you can see the amount of Jews from Australia, America, news and other countries, Europe, South Africa, and many other parts. And obviously they got the African Jew, Falasha Jew, because they cannot do the menial work themselves. So they got this third-class Jews, and they treat them as third-class for to do all the dirty work there. So we all know, I've been to that part of the world 5 times. So remember, you can't come tell me that these things we haven't seen. So Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling us in Suratul Isra, Surah Bani Israel, what will happen. Now you have the authority, you have the victory, and you have the wealth and the sponsors. And who can forget the butcher of Beirut, the war criminal Sharon, came with 3,000 army soldiers, polluted our holy masjid, our first Qibla, and today Allah is punishing him. What a disgrace, what a humiliation. يَضْرِبُونَ هُجُوَهُمْ وَأَدْبَارَهُمْ. When a person goes into Sakarat, the malaika thresh you on your back and posterior. The malaika smash your faces. We cannot see it, but Quran tells us. وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ. And taste that burning punishment. A lesson for every leader who wants to support your illegal actions of Sharon, killing our leaders like Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, like Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi. You killed them. Did you bring peace? Did you bring security? What did you bring? Shame, disgrace to you and your people. That's what you brought. Today, Mr. Tony Blair, special envoy, wants to bring peace to the Middle East. Blair, look at your name, your big liar. Who think do you fool the people again? You were supporting Israel against Hezbollah. You were the one who spoke against Saddam Hussein. And everything turned against you. Your own party kicked you out as a liability. And you're going to bring peace. please, Mr. Tony Blair, take us, get out from there and do all the Palestinians a favor. Hamas won the elections fair and square, and you call them terrorists. Are you not terrorist yourself, and don't you have blood on your hands and oil in your pocket? Ask yourself these questions, Mr. Bush and Mr. Blair. Almighty Allah asks us and informs us, in ahsantum ahsantum li anfusikum wa in asa'atum falaha, that if you do good, you have authority. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah wrote a wonderful sentence. He said, you can have a Muslim ruler, but he's a zalim and oppressor, and we don't have a shortage of them today. Then remember that Allah's help will not come. And you can have kafir leader, but he practices justice, Almighty Allah's help will come. So they are not prepared to do that. They want to steal more land, occupy our lands, build crooked walls, apartheid walls, have different color number plates for the Palestinians, not allowing them to come to Masjid al-Aqsa, want to build tunnels under Masjid al-Aqsa, and they tell us they want peace. Allah says, lo and behold, this is still going to happen. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ, and when the final promise comes, لِيَسُوءُهُ جُوَكُمْ, so that the Muslims will smite their faces, وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ, and the Muslims will enter the Masjid, Masjid al-Aqsa. They will still enter it as they entered it the first time. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَتْبِيرًا, and the Muslims will destroy their arrogance and their pride with total destruction. Surah number 17, verse number 7. Teach your children, O Muslim. Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, La taqumu sa'a, Qiyamah will not come, Hatta yuqatil al-Muslimun al-Yahud, till the Muslims kill the Jews. And fayaqtabi'ul yahudiyu, the Jew will take sanctuary. He will try and hide khalf al-hajar wa shajar, behind the tree and behind the stone. They will do that. It's hadith of Mustafa alayhi salam, mentioned in Sahih Muslim authentic work, and we believe in it as a Muslim. Then, this is just before Qiyamah. Then, فَيَقُولُ الْحَجَرُ, the stone will speak and say, خَلْفُ يَخَلْفِ يَهُودِيٌ, behind me is the Jew. He didn't say Arabs, he said Muslim. So, is Muslim mean Arab, non-Arab, all? So, the Jew will then be informed, to be told to the people, the Muslims, خَلْفُ يَهُودِيٌ, behind me is the Jew, is hiding. فَقْتُولُهُ تَعَالْ فَقْتُولُهُ, kill him, destroy him. So, إِلَّا الْغَرْقَدْ, except the غَرْقَدْ tree, فَإِنَّهُ مِنْ شَجَرِ الْيَهُودِ, because the tree belongs to the Jewish people. Meaning, it is crooked, it is thorny, and full of vice, of harm. So, we don't blame everybody, but definitely we blame their politicians. And today, they are planting the غَرْقَدْ tree. They tell us this hadith is not correct. Why plant this غَرْقَدْ tree? They studies our hadith, they study our Quran. What a mockery that today you want to speak of peace with those who killed messengers and prophets and used the words of our Minister of Intelligence, Ronnie Kestrel, who calls them the baby killers. Do you want to make peace with baby killers? They understand no language besides jihad. We say, may the Mujahideen win in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Palestine, and all parts of the world where they are mazlumin, where they are oppressed. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi dhalimin. Oh Allah, destroy the enemy wherever they are. Next up, inshallah, we have Sheikh Waleed, and thereafter Maulana Siddat, and inshallah, 5:15, we have Maulana Abdullah Yusuf of Lanesia to render the nasiha and advice. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.